This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas, Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David, Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zecha Nishmas, Rabbi Shua Aryeh, Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Zisel. When Avram returned from the Akedah, the Pasuk says in the beginning of Parashas Chayesara, Vayovai Avram lispoid l'Sara v'levkaisa. And Avram came to eulogize Sarah and to cry over her. And many Mefarshim discuss, why is there a chaf ze'ira, a small chaf, in the word v'levkaisa? Most of the answers focus on that the small chaf signifies a reduction in the amount that Avram cried over Sarah. And the question is, why Avram minimized his crying over Sarah? The Baal HaTurim in his first shot says that since Sarah was already an older woman, 127 years old, therefore, Avram only cried a little bit over her. And that is why there is a chaf ze'ira, a small chaf, to signify that there was less crying over Sarah because of her age. Baal HaTurim then offers a second answer based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amebeis. The Gemara over there says, Kol ha-moiser din al chaveroi, hu nenash tchila. One who davens to Hashem that Hashem should pass judgment on another person, he's moiser din al chaveroi, hu nenash tchila. That person, the person who is moiser din, is punished first. The Gemara's example of someone who is moiser din is Sarah. When Hagar became pregnant immediately from Avram, while Sarah was still in Akara, Hagar looked down upon Sarah, saying that she must not be as righteous as she appears, because I became pregnant right away and Sarah did not. Sarah was then upset at Avram for not davening that the child that Hashem promised Avram should come from her and not from Hagar. And Sarah said to Avram, Yishpoid Hashem beni uveinecho. Hashem should judge you, Avram, for not davening for me. So since Sarah was moiser din al chaveret, she was moiser din on Avram, she died first. Says the Baal HaTurim, since we know Hama'abed atzmei lodas ein maspida moisai, someone who commits suicide is not eulogized, and Sarah was goremes misasa, in a way she caused her own death by being moiser din on Avram, therefore Avram minimized in his crying over Sarah, and that's why the chaf is small. Hilas Yitzchak says yet another pshat, why Avram cried less over Sarah. Rashi tells us that Sarah's death came about through the news of the Akedah. The Malach told Sarah that her son Yitzchak was being prepared to be brought as a carbon. But before the Malach was able to say that Yitzchak was not killed, Parcha Nishmasa Umesa, Sarah's soul departed from her and she died. So it was the news of the Akedah that brought upon Sarah's death. Avram, whose greatest test out of all the tests that he was tested with, was the Akedah. He did not want to show that Chas v'Shalom he had charata on doing the Akedah because it brought about Sarah's death. He therefore minimized in his crying over Sarah, so not to show that he had any regrets about Akedas Yitzchak. And with this, the Kehilas Yitzchak explains this that we say in davening, V'hosa Satan milafoneinu me'acharenu, Hashem removed the Satan from before us and from behind us. What does this mean, remove the Satan milafoneinu me'acharenu? Says Mekilas Yitzchak, that the Satan first tries to stop us from doing mitzvahs before we do it. But if he's unsuccessful and we do the mitzvah, he tries to get us to have charata that we did it, that we did the mitzvah. And we therefore daven, V'hosa Satan milafoneinu, remove the Satan from before us, who tries to stop us from doing the mitzvah before. U'me'acharenu, and remove the Satan from behind us, after we do the mitzvah. Remove the Satan from trying to get us to regret that we actually did the mitzvah. Another teretz given for the small chaf is based on a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the Akedah took place on Yom Kippur. We can assume that if it took 3 days for Avram to travel from Hebron to Har HaMoriah for the Akedah, like the Pasuk says, Bayom HaShlishi Vayisa Avram Eseinu, it probably also took 3 days to get back from the Akedah to Hebron. And if the Akedah took place on Yom Kippur, Yud Tishrei, that means that Avram arrived in Hebron to bury Sarah on Yud Gimel Tishrei. The next day started the Yom Tov of Sukkos, and Halacha states that Sukkos is Mevatel Shiva. Once Sukkos starts, the Shiva is over. So it comes out that the Avelus of Sarah was cut short by Sukkos. That is why there is a small chaf in the word Levkaisa, because the crying of the Avelus of Sarah was cut short by the Regel of Sukkos. And finally, the Chasam Sofer and Meryl Diskin explained the small chaf based on the Gemara in Baba Basra that says that Avram had a daughter whose name was Bakoil. And the Chassam Sofer explains that Bakoil had died earlier. However, as long as Sarah was living, Avram found comfort over the death of Bakoil through his wife Sarah. But once Sarah died, the pain of the loss of his daughter resurfaced. If you take out the chaf from the word Vilav Kaisa, it reads Ulebita. Vayovai Avram lispoid lesara Ulebita. Avram came to eulogize Sarah and her daughter Bakoil, because at the levaya of Sarah, the pain of the loss of Bakoil resurfaced, and he eulogized his daughter together with Sarah. Lispoid lesara Ulebita. And as a hint that it should also be read as Ulebita, the chaf is written smaller. The Ayin Bigris Moshe, who has difficulty with this pshat. Firstly, the fact that Avram had a daughter Bakoil is learned from the pasuk Vashem Berach es Avram Bakoil. Moshe asks, what kind of bracha is it to have a daughter who died young? Vashem Berach es Avram Bakoil? He had a daughter Bakoil, and that's a bracha when she dies young? Secondly, the psukim seem to be out of order, because Vashem Berach es Avram Bakoil is written after Vayove Avram lispoid lesara v'lif kaisa. Why would the Torah hint that Bakoil died even before it tells us that he had a daughter named Bakoil? Vayove Avram lispoid lesara ulebita, and then afterwards Vashem Berach es Avram Bakoil. Therefore, Abisha says that this pshat must be based on a mistake. And then he ends off, Va'ad achshav lo re'isi sifroi shel Maril Diskin ala Torah. Until now, I have never seen the sefer of the Maril Diskin. But I will try in the future to take a look at it. Ayin Shom, Barab Moshe, in Igris Moshe, Arachayim, Chelek Dalid, Simin Mem, Ois Vav.